gates of the village, for Obebe had wanted to eat him, thinking him his old enemy, the ape-man. But the witch-doctor had aroused the superstitious fears of the villagers by half-convincing them that their prisoner was the river-devil masquerading as Tarzan, and, as such, dire disaster would descend upon the village were he harmed. The result of this difference between Obebe and the witch-doctor had been to preserve the life of the Spaniard until the truth of one claim or the other was proved. If Esteban died a natural death, he was Tarzan, the mortal, and Obebe, the chief, was vindicated. If he lived on forever or mysteriously disappeared, the claim of the witch-doctor would be accepted as gospel. After he had learned their language and thus come to a realization of the accident of fate that had guided his destiny by so narrow a margin from the cooking pots of the cannibals, he was less eager to proclaim himself Tarzan of the Apes. Instead, he let drop mysterious suggestions that he was, indeed, none other than the River Devil. The witch-doctor was delighted, and everyone was fooled except Obebe, who was old and wise and did not believe in river devils, and the witch-doctor, who was old and wise and did not believe in them either, but realized that they were excellent things.